whatever we said through our leaders in our campaign messages were our dreams. That is what we thought and we still feel Malawi should have and Malawi should be. But as Dr. Chakwera said at some point, when the captain of the ship is sailing through rough waters and then there is a big whale or a big rock in front, you cannot always go according to your planned route before you started off the ship. We want to divert a bit so as to avoid the rock, and then the journey goes on. By that I mean, we might have said some things without actually knowing what was inside the government, because you remember there have been regimes in Malawi, and what those regimes have been doing, we never knew. We might have assumed that all was well in government. But all the same, I cannot say that we overpromised, because I feel everything we said can be done and will be done.
Are you therefore telling the people of Malawi that all the promises made during the election will be kept by the president and the Tonse Alliance?
Exactly. All we are saying is it is a matter of when what we said is going to take place and be implemented. So some things will be implemented quickly and in the short term, some things in the medium term, and others in the long term. But it's not only what we promised that will be fulfilled, everything that we said. It is also what we are planning now. So what we promised, what we are planning now, what we will be planning, that will be implemented.
But Morris, what people are saying is that the government is facing difficulty in providing or improving service delivery. And the promises were such that Malawians expected their living standard to improve significantly upon the election of the president and the Tonse Alliance. And they are saying that service delivery is poor, and that is basically one of the major reasons why the president dissolved the cabinet and reformed the cabinet. But maintaining 20 or so ministers, they said, will ensure that he might unlikely meet that promise of delivering on his promises. How do you react to that?
No, I think everybody knows that it is not only Malawi that was hit by the pandemic COVID. When we were campaigning, we were campaigning outside the COVID pandemic. But as everybody knows, we were hit globally and nationally by the COVID pandemic. That disturbed everything else. And our economy and that of other countries was brought to its knees. And we must agree here that to a large extent, what we promised has met some challenges because of that. But also, we all know in this country, and you also know, that the regime that we ousted was too corrupt. And we have all the evidence of how they embezzled the money, how they stole the money. And that also is a tall order in the new government, because we have to clean the mess. In fact, not only following up on our money and having to bring to book all those that stole our money, but also that regime was a system, a bad system for that matter. And we have people around who are actually frustrating efforts to get Malawi moving forward. So that is a big issue in itself. Having said that, let me say also that the weather pattern, the climate change issues are also standing in our way, because as I speak, we had Cyclone Anna that has hit this country so badly, and people have lost lives and crops and gardens swept. So all these factors, plus the fact that we are so burdened with debt nationally and internationally, yes, we are finding problems, but those problems will never frustrate us as we think of taking Malawi further.